We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Trump administration has come up with a new rule that would end asylum protections for most Central American migrants.
CBS News correspondent Paula Reed joins us from Washington. So, Paula, tell us about this new rule.
Well, this rule would effectively end protections for migrants coming from most Central American countries. Under this new rule, if you come through the southern border of the U.S., this does not apply to the northern border, come through the southern border, you will be required to apply for asylum if you pass through more than one other country. So if you come here and you pass through, let's say, three countries and haven't applied for asylum in any of those, you will be turned away. You will not be able to come here and wait till your asylum claim is processed. This is supposed to go into effect tomorrow, and it even applies to unaccompanied children crossing the border.
There would be some exceptions to the rule, we understand?
There would be a few, but they're pretty narrow. For example, human trafficking would be one exception. Also, if you pass through a country that has not signed one of the major migration treaties, that could also be an exception. Or if you apply for asylum in a country and you are denied. But that really doesn't bode too well if you've already been denied in one country, that you would succeed in the United States.
Paula, you're a lawyer, a former prosecutor. Is this going to end up in the courts?
Oh, absolutely. The ACLU has already said that it will file a legal challenge. Now, they have made this difficult for themselves, the Trump administration. One thing I see that could be right for a judge to issue an injunction is the fact that this only applies to the southern border. You take that, coupled with the president's rhetoric on immigration, particularly as it comes from people coming through Mexico from Central American countries, you could have a judge who finds that this should be temporarily blocked to make sure this is not race-based or discriminatory rule. While the Trump administration rightly argues that asylum claims are overwhelming the system, the numbers have certainly increased, this may not be a way that will survive judicial scrutiny. If they had made this applicable to the northern border and anyone seeking asylum in the U.S., there might maybe a greater chance of success. But I see this may have the same problems the first travel ban had, which is you take the president's rhetoric with a policy that only targets a certain group of people, you may be facing an injunction.
CBS News correspondent Paula Reed in Washington. Thanks, Paula.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.